Jobs for New York is an independent political group funded by real estate companies and organized by leaders of REBNY, the city's real estate industry group. And it has spent more than $3.3 million in independent expenditures in 18 council districts. By comparison, the candidates competing in those districts have spent $4.4 million. That means in those districts, for every $3 spent by candidates, Jobs for New York has spent $2. On its website, Jobs for New York says it's promoting good jobs and affordable housing. Council candidate Carlos Menchaca puts it another way.
This is a force from Manhattan millionaire developers.
He's running for council in Brooklyn, in a district that includes Sunset Park and Red Hook, where new immigrant communities have moved in to what's historically been a Puerto Rican political stronghold. Menchaca, who's Mexican-American, is running against incumbent council member Sarah Gonzalez, who is Puerto Rican. Jobs for New York has sent out mailers against Menchaca, all of which point out he's from Texas, not Brooklyn. One has a picture of a suitcase and a straw cowboy hat, along with pictures of a cactus and a rodeo horse. He says voters are bringing it up to him when he knocks on doors in the district.
They show me these ads, and they're sick by it. And it's not just in one community, it's in every community. People are sick because they weren't born in this city. So many people that I'm talking to in the 38th District have the same story. They came to New York. They're making a better life for themselves and their own families.
An advisor for Jobs for New York is distancing himself from that kind of messaging.
I would never, under any circumstance, support any flyer that remotely gives that impression.
Pat Purcell is an official with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Jobs for New York offered him as a spokesperson when I called for comment and did not make anyone else available. Purcell says he hasn't seen that particular Menchaca mailer, but he worries it could backfire with New York City's diverse electorate. Still, he says overall, Jobs for New York is bringing an important message to voters.
That an organization that supports good jobs, expanding the middle class, bringing more supermarkets to communities, that should not be in any way a negative stamp of approval by anybody.
The vast majority of Jobs for New York spending has been positive for candidates, not negative ads. And in those positive ads, the messaging is very different. In the district that includes Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights, Jobs for New York has spent more than $200,000 to support candidate Kirsten John Foy. One mailer calls him an authentic progressive. Another features Reverend Al Sharpton and shows the seal of Jobs for New York alongside Foy's other endorsements like UFT, SEIU 32BJ, and CWA. There are other unexpected alliances. 10 candidates Jobs for New York is supporting also have the backing of the liberal Working Families Party, which is often on the other side of policy debates from big real estate. Bill Lipton, the state director of the Working Families Party, says that doesn't mean there's any new consensus between them.
Instead of trying to beat us, they're trying to purchase influence with their very large checkbook.
And with a new mayor and new council leadership coming, there are a lot of new relationships to forge in post-Bloomberg New York. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.